to his ear, and in the other hand's a beer, and there's no hand left to steer. Not be an accident, I fear.
Welcome back to Eco Talk, and that is a friend of ours, a new friend, Alan Bendit. He wrote that song about SUVs. I don't know. He doesn't sound like the kind of guy that would stay at a Kimpton hotel. It's a chain of, I shouldn't say chain, a collection of high-end boutique hotels. And I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio a man who has really led the effort to green the Kimpton hotels, and they really are leading the industry there. Jeff Sly is CEO of Business Evolution Consulting, and he's going to tell us the story of the greening of Kimpton hotels. And it seems that, you know, a few years ago, you know, these boutique hotels like W, where everything is chic and black and small even, you know, was in. And now it seems that green is the new black. Everyone's trying to green up, and Kimpton was really the first. So want to look at, and Ford is trying to, you know, green its image and hopefully its fleet as well. What's the story behind Kimpton? Because I'm hearing so much about you. You had a booth at the Green Fest this past weekend, and you got a lot of interest because you usually don't see an established high-end business like Kimpton at the Green Fest.
Well, I think the Kimpton story is particularly unique and very apropos for why I'm here and what I do. Is I like to look at companies like Kimpton and basically the business market in general right now as being an industry where there's a lot of companies that weren't born green, if you will. And what that's lend itself to a new trend that we're seeing now, which are companies that not necessarily born green, but now have an interest in becoming green.
Meaning they're not a company that sells solar panels or organic clothing.
Precisely.
Or food or hemp.
Or a company like Clif Bar, who came out at the outset to want to be an environmentally and socially responsible organization and
company. Stonyfield Farms is another one that comes to mind. Toms of Maine.
Exactly. Perfect examples. However, they did have an interest in the environment from their onset, but it wasn't a deep embedded sort of cultural and part of their personality, if you will. So with Kimpton, when I started working with them, they'd already had a model hotel, the Hotel Triton, which was the Green Lodging Program signature hotel for the California EPA. But they wanted to do something a lot bolder and really expand that environmental thinking out to all of their different restaurants and hotels that they manage.
And how many hotels are there in the U.S. owned by Kimpton?
There's 39 hotels across the U.S. and Canada that are owned by Kimpton.
And if some of this sounds familiar, not too long ago, a few months ago, we did a whole show on the greening of the whole hotel industry. So because of that, we're not going to drill down too deep into specifics of what's been done, but more about the evolution of more and more businesses and trying to take them to a greener place and what's behind that.
Exactly. And, you know, what I'm doing with Kimpton is something that can be done for all businesses. In fact, I'm working with the Bay Club as we speak on a similar way of thinking, which is there's a lot
that's a health club for those who are listening.
Sorry,
outside,
yes,
California.
Thank you. The Bay Club is a high-end health and fitness organization. And what we're looking at are what are the really simple, easy to implement, but very impactful business practices that we all should be doing.
For instance, I'm a member of the Bay Club, and there's no place to put your recycled plastic bottles. You know, everybody's about health there, so they say, well, we do recycle them, because, of course, I asked. I said, well, then why don't you show that you do? You know, there's actually people who would be happy to see that and would make the effort to put it into the recycle bin. Why keep it a secret?
Exactly. And what's happened is there's that recognition that that needs to happen for many businesses across the United States, but the challenge has been, who's going to do it? How do we do it? How do we sift through an environmental community, if you will, or industry at this point, and figure out, well, which products are at the quality standards for our organization and our business? Which products that are at a cost comparity or a cost equality, if you will, for what our current cost structures are like? Where do we get the biggest bang for the buck in terms of cost savings? Because if you try to come out a lot of these organizations with a bold environmental program and direction, a lot of them are not going to be able to connect with it when they're trying to make pet rocks or provide a hotel, high-quality hotel service or deliver a health and fitness experience to their guests.
It needs to be a custom fit to the industry.
And I believe there's an entire space, and it's why I created Business Evolution Consulting, to actually start those steps, help organizations realize, hey, this doesn't have to be an all-or-nothing kick. You know, let's take sort of a Kaizen approach, you know, the incremental growth, step-by-step approach. And I think you had actually said this a while back, once the genie's out of the bottle, It's pretty hard to put it back
in. I'm warning you. It's scary. Once you get a little bit of the green, it kind of takes over. But that's a good thing. And, you know, we have extreme makeovers on television. How about extreme makeovers, you know, green edition and corporate edition, business edition, hotel edition? It seems that there's really no limit to what we can do if we really can expand this consciousness and make it something that Kimpton certainly is using it as a, you know, an edge, a marketing tool.
Sure. And
it's different. You know, it's catchy. It's trendy. It's new.
It's different, and it's totally doable, which is, I think, the really big point to make here is every business that's out there, if you're thinking about how your business is operating right now, start asking yourselves those questions. Are you recycling? Do you use recycled paper your copy machines? Are you serving organic coffee to your employees? Do you clean your buildings with non-toxic cleaning products? You know, those questions, just basic questions to start asking yourself and start thinking, have I really looked at these things? Have I really taken some steps to see if those things can be implemented? And then I ask you the question, if your response is, oh, yes, they're too expensive, I'd like you to ask yourself, did you really actually look at those costs, or is that just that sort of hum in the background of the environmental movement that you're grabbing onto?
Now, someone is spending $300 for a room at a Kimpton hotel, and they have single-ply recycled content toilet paper, which is about the only thing that I found that I don't like as much as non-recycled content. They're working on that. But do you get complaints, or does no one notice, or do you even use that kind of thing? Do you get down to that level?
Great question. You know, there are certain areas where if the quality standard doesn't meet to a business's quality standard, in this case, Kimpton, it doesn't make sense to bring it into an environmental program from my perspective. What I'm looking for are where are the truly quality comparable products, cost comparable products and services where we're not going to jeopardize or impact current business operations, current quality standards. And in the case of toilet paper, that's a great example of we've not gone there because of quality issues.
Leave it to me to get to the bottom of the issue. So you've got five things that you learned that can really be applied not just to the hotel industry but others as well. Why don't you quickly take us through those?
Okay, well,
Here's a list in case you need a reminder.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I think they're all worth mentioning, and you have kind of a fresh approach.
Yeah, I think, at the top of the list is there needs to be a commitment and a true desire to want to reduce one's ecological footprint on the earth as they go about their business. And I think that's a really important point because there's a lot of businesses out there that we could all say, hey, they really need to reduce their environmental footprint and they need to really change their behavior. But in reality, if there's not folks within the organization, particularly at the executive level, that don't see that and aren't interested in that, it is a very difficult uphill battle to start making those inroads in terms of being environmentally friendly. So that sincere commitment is very important. The other thing is really powerful partnerships with whether it be government organizations like the California EPA or the Sierra Club or with consulting companies like my own. Those partnerships are where you're going to help deliver the results of this environmental program so that it is business friendly, as opposed to trying to sort through it on their own, which I think is a really big challenge for some of those organizations who have taken that on. The third lesson is really having a clear and focused plan, and there's a lot in that in terms of what that plan looks like, and because it impacts all the stakeholders. It impacts employees, it impacts customers, it impacts your media relations and all that. So really knowing where you're going, what steps you want to take to make sure that the program's successful is really, really a critical component. So the fourth lesson is the whole idea of communication, because you can put in a recycling program, you can put in energy efficient light bulbs, but if you're not telling people about it and if you're not communicating it, then really the success of the program and its sort of ripple effect to go above and beyond just something that's coming down from either a headquarters or a corporate office is really not going to be there unless you have that powerful communication strategy.
That's been one of my pet peeves. Over the years, I've gone to so many environmental conferences, recycling conferences, where I hear companies like Starbucks and The Gap and Sony stand up and talk about their commitment to environmental stewardship. And I say, why do I just see you guys here and not out there? And, you know, why is it something that if you really do value as a corporation, you're not doing more, like supporting EcoTalk across the country, a little green minute or something like that. But, you know, something that would really take the green outside of the confines of the green conference attendees.
Yes, exactly. And
maybe that's starting to shift.
Yeah, in fact, at the Green Festival, which was being held here in San Francisco this last weekend, I participated with Kempton at one of the booths they had there. They were the only hotel representation at the Green Festival. And a lot of the folks who came by really acknowledged us and appreciated our presence there because we weren't one of those born green companies, as I referenced
before. Not the usual suspects.
Yeah, you know, there's tons of people.
Usual suspects, by the way. Yeah. I love the Birkenstock crowd. Whatever they're wearing, they get the green. That's my kind of person.
Yes, I mean, don't get me wrong. I did enjoy a couple of the hemp bars that they had there as well.
Someone actually asked me the other day, I got all excited when I heard someone had a hybrid car, and I said, oh, that tells me a lot about them. Is that your filter for if you like somebody, how environmentally conscious they are? I said, actually, yes.
Nice.
That's good or bad, but that's what's happened to me.
Yeah, and you know, I think that was the trend that we experienced too, was just having this greater sense of community and people around that's the same type of cause, and having someone like Kempton there, and I know Toyota was there as well. Again, not a company born green. I mean, there's an auto company there. It's also really pushing its message into a different community.
And we have to wrap up this segment, and our next segment, in fact, is going to be about a targeted protest against Toyota, which is seen as the greenest of the car companies because, of course, they came out with the Prius early on, Toyota and Honda being the leaders there. But they're doing some things that environmentalists are, some of them, saying not kosher and not supporting their image as a leader, you know, in environmental stewardship. So we're going to find out more about that. But thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Jeff Sly, and he is talking about the Earth Care program at the Kempton Hotel, but beyond that, what other kinds of businesses? If someone wants to read more about your work or reach you, how can they do that?
The best way is to go to businessevolutionconsulting.com, just how it sounds, or if you want to email, get an email to us, it's info@businessevolutionconsulting.com.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Eco Talk. Stay with us. We'll be back right after these messages.